Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You get tired on the road a lot?
Yeah.
Like it.
Do we look wide awake right now? You know, so we're going to go.
Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day, Uriah Heep. I'm BJ, and this is the fourth episode. We're going to look at their fourth album, Demons and Wizards, from 1972. The album came out in May of 72, released by Bronze Records in the UK and Mercury Records in the US. They've got a new bass player, Gary Thayne. As I mentioned on the previous episode, he joined halfway through the American tour. A quote from Mick Box: Gary just had a style about him. It was incredible because every bass player in the world that I've ever known has always loved his style with those melodic bass lines. And they have a new drummer, Lee Kerslake, who had been in The Gods with Ken Hensley and was also in a band called Toe Fat with Ken Hensley. So now they've got a solid rhythm section, and this is the classic Uriah Heep lineup. And also with this album title and cover art from Roger Dean, best known for the covers he did for Yes, they're moving into this kind of medieval fantasy kind of realm that would become very identifiable with the heavy metal genre. And they also have a top 40 hit single with Easy Livin'. So, let's go through the album, Demons and Wizards by Uriah Heep. It kicks off with a short song, actually clocks in at less than 3 minutes barely, at 2:59. It's called The Wizard. It's a pretty and melodic acoustic song with a very cool chorus section. So it's a nice intro to the album. I think it's a really good song.
Tales, and he drank my wine. Me and my magic man kind of feel fine. He had a cloak of gold and eyes of fire, and as he spoke I felt a deep desire.
The Wizard moves into the second song, Traveler in Time, by Mick Box, David Byron, and Lee Kerslake. Another very melodic song, and also upbeat, which I like, so this is a great song, Traveler in Time.
Trying so hard to pay for my crime.
Third song on the album, Easy Livin'. Hell yeah! Heavy and cool gallops along with a great groove, great melodies, cool guitar licks. Song even has a great bridge, so this is an awesome song. So Demons and Wizards is off to a hell of a start. First three songs are all pretty great. Moving on to the fourth song, written by Mick Box, Ken Hensley, and Lee Kerslake. More melody and nice harmonies. This is my least favorite of the first four songs, but still a good song. So, solid album so far from Uriah Heep. Side one ends with a song called Circle of Hands, which is 6.5 minutes long. Organ-based song, kind of a sing-along. There's a heavy melodic guitar section. As I said, the song is over 6 minutes long, but I do enjoy it, and it gets very big at the end. So side one of Demons and Wizards, big thumbs up.
Circle of hands, cold spirits plan, searching my land for an enemy. I came across love's sweet cost, and in the face of beauty, evil was lost.
sky full of eyes, minds full of lies, black from their cold hearts down to their graves. Murder the dawn, spreading their scorn, cursing the sun of which love was born. We must keep them away, or pretty soon we'll pay. Count the cost in sorrow. Sacrifice, the future has its price, and today's only yesterday's tomorrow.
Hey Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Flipping the record over, moving on to side two, the first song, Rainbow Demon, is mostly organ, kind of a plodding song, really lacking in melody, so not a great song, not a great way to kick off side two, and rather unfortunate since side one was pretty damn good.
Thank you.
second song on side two is called All My Life by Box, Byron, and Kerslake. Upbeat, bluesy, short enough at only 2 minutes 44 seconds. Nice guitar sound on the guitar licks. Big harmonies at the end, but overall, kind of a mediocre song. Third song on side two, Paradise. Wow. Side one was great. Side two, not so much. This is another boring song. It's an acoustic kind of ballad. Not much to offer, once again, in terms of melody and no real chorus. So, side two, quite a disappointment after how good side one was. And the album ends with a song called The Spell. Upbeat song with prominent piano. Finally, some melody on side two. But, you know, even though this song might be decent, it would still be the worst song on side one. And it's 7.5 minutes long. So the best song on this album, I guess, is Easy Livin'. I mean, that's a classic, heavy Uriah Heep song. Seems like every album gives you at least one song in that style, which is just a blast of early heavy metal. The worst song on the album is the first song on side 2, Rainbow Demon, which is just plodding and has no melody. And really pretty dumb song title. The verdict on Demons and Wizards, side 1 is great, side 2 is not. So, you know, just listen to side 1. Alright, see you tomorrow for the next album, The Magician's Birthday.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frunino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.